Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, money management.
It's about being able to balance between your expenditure and your saving. What's coming in versus what's going out?
Okay. Well, money management can be described as the process of budgeting, saving, investing, spending, or otherwise in overseeing the cash usage of an individual or a group. But do we need to take austerity measures to be successful in managing money? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague Nazir Ahmed, a.k.a. Nazirims. Welcome back, sir.
Hello, everyone.
And for the first time, please welcome a banker and entrepreneur, Linda Stewart, a.k.a. Linda Motomoto.
Hi, how are you?
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing money management. Well, money management has so many challenges, and just to know a few, there are so many tips out there to succeed in saving money. But is saving money everything one needs? And why is it important? I spoke to my colleague, Patrick Dare, and I wanted to know his take.
Well, money, I would say, is a very fluid element in the human life. Everybody's looking for it, and
exactly.
It's hard to find it.
Yeah,
and when you find it, you have to somehow manage it. Well, money management, in real terms, it's about being able to balance between your expenditure and your savings and what comes in. What's coming in versus what's going out.
Okay.
And can you live within your means? And as humans, we find that the more you earn, the more your means,
more you spend.
You know, the more you spend because your needs increase.
Increase, wow.
You know, you're suddenly from one social status to the next.
That, right?
Plus, you know, then you have more people around you that. So in a personal level, that can affect how you manage your money and the discipline.
Right.
Because really, it is
takes
the discipline.
It takes discipline.
And also it takes on how do you look at the future?
Mm.
You know, do you want to spend it now and, you know, the future will take care of itself? Or do you want to say, hey, I need to save some right now so that in the future when I'm not very, very strong, you know, and not much earnings is coming in, I can depend on what I saved now.
Yeah.
So
the choice is yours.
The choice is yours, really.
But there's one also thing, Patrick, people say.
Yeah.
Spend now because you don't know about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not yours. So what about what do you tell about those people who say that? What do you think about
that? Yeah, you don't know about tomorrow, but if and that would be true if it's just you. You know,
exactly.
In your life.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people have many people in their life.
Oh,
they have their children, they have their wives, their spouses. And you don't want to leave those people, you know, stranded. You know, I remember one time, and I usually tell people this, about the person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Denzel Washington one time said that, you know, you don't see any horse pulling the U-Haul.
Oh, yeah?
He meant to say that the day you go by yourself.
Oh.
You know, there's no amount of wealth that you will go with, you know, to your final destination.
Right.
And some people may interpret that as, oh, spend it all now. I don't think he meant to say that.
Okay.
What he meant to say is that do good with with that money when you're here. Don't be frivolous. But also, I think if you have people that you're obligated to, like your children, you have to take care of them in the future when you're not here.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And all this is, I think, just is part of human being.
Yeah.
It's part of that
nature, right?
Why you're working hard.
Right.
You want good things. Mm-hmm. And good things are more expensive, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And so you will just inevitably spend more.
Find more, yeah.
Exactly.
It happens.
Thank
you, Patrick Dare. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing money management. And now, back to the studio. You know, there are people out there who are very successful in saving money. Most of them, business people, some of them not. But of course, they have a niche of spending a little and saving a lot. But we all know this is not an easy thing to do. You know that. It's not an easy thing to do. And some people say that, hey, Nazir, why do I have to give myself some trouble while I have the money right in my hands? So sometimes when the money's in your hands, it's so hard to keep it.
Right.
But anyway, just give me your take. If I start with you, the banker herself, Linda, you know dealing with money is not easy. But since you deal with money every day, what are the tips out there if you're trying to save money and be successful?
What I can say is, first of all, when it comes to money, you live and learn through, you know, your experiences. And at the same time, I always say that, you know, once you learn, then there's one thing about making one mistake. The moment you make that mistake, you have to actually take steps in order to make yourself a better person and not be a statistic again. So
right.
When it comes to money, is not everything, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I believe you need wisdom to, first of all, be able to manage your finances. You have to be able to, you know, sit down and, you know, come up with a budget and just kind of plan your life. Let's keep it simple. Pretty much organizing yourself and knowing, you know, what you need to do and, you know, what or where you have to input your money. So when it comes to money, you know, money cannot buy, you know, wisdom, the strength you have and the, you know, kind of your spirit or your willpower. So with that being said, you know, you have to be able to plan yourself and organize where to invest your money in.
And I think Nazir, being a broadcaster, also a musician.
A musician.
Oh, yeah. Nazir's a musician, too. I'm sure you have learned a lot about money and maybe keeping money, handling money or whatnot. I don't know. I mean, your experience personally, tell me, what do you think about handling money?
Yeah, honestly, from the from my experience, handling money is not an easy thing. It's not an easy task. And as Linda says, you know, she said, you need a wisdom. You need to find a way to do it. But unfortunately for us, the colored people, we don't have the knowledge of managing money very well. So it's a kind of cultural thing,
mm-hmm.
One. And two, I think it has to do with the planning from childhood. You know, some people you will see that they are given all the necessary, I can say, weapons they needed
mm-hmm.
to be a good money managers in their life. That's why it's harder for you to see a colored person with a trust fund.
Mm.
You know, and for instance, I remember since you asked me from my experience,
right.
When I was living in New York, you will see a kid living in a very nice condo, high-rise condo,
mm-hmm.
and he's not doing anything, and he's not a thief. It's like, how does he make this money?
How do you get all that money?
How do you pay for this mm-hmm. rent and all right. that? Because they have a trust fund. Do I have a trust fund? No.
You're right about that, and I think we should learn a lot about this. And Linda, before you say anything, money management is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungany in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, We share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Nazir and Linda, discussing money management. A good example before I go to Linda, as you spoke, Nazir, you remember when the boxer, the champion, 49-0, the one and only, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
He's showing you what kind of money he got. He displays the money in Facebook and social media. You've seen people like him who used to be making money, like Evander Holyfield used to be a world champion boxer who made a lot of money. But then he declared bankruptcy. You're asking yourself, what happened? So what is this, Linda? People make a lot of money and then they spend it all. How does it go away easily like that? Can they be like Kenyans? You know, you're from Kenya. The Kikuyus have a lot of money in Kenya. How do they do it? If you go to Tanzania, tribe called Chaga, these guys always have money. They do business every day. They're very smart in their money. So what is happening, Linda, here?
You know, you just reminded me of something that my mentor always tells me every time. One of the questions we should ask ourselves is, why are we always poor? Because why are you always having those challenges of money?
Mm-hmm.
And my mentor always tells me that don't use good money to make bad money.
Okay, what does that mean?
That statement is very interesting because you can have money, but then you see this money. Like, I'll give you an example of me as an entrepreneur. Like, I've been able to put my money into a lot of projects and a lot of events out there. And for me, when I look at myself as, okay, I have my career, I used to have this perception that, okay, I mean, I have a bit of extra money which I can play with and throw into my business. But at the same time, one thing that I never asked myself was, are you throwing it into a good cause that will generate income, or are you just throwing it anywhere to a project that is not going to bring the money back?
Hold it right there. Thank you so much, Linda. Money management, for some people, I would say they spend a lot because they say we do not have a guarantee for tomorrow. While others save a lot of money. They say, hey, this is for tomorrow, for my children and for my family. So I spoke to my colleague Karina Chowdhury, and I wanted to know her take.
The more you have, the more you want to spend.
Okay.
Because you feel like you've kind of have the ability to spend more or get the things you want that you couldn't have before. So I think people get carried away when you have more money. Or you know, even the amount that you have, it's just, it's nice to get the things that you want. So I think it's hard, definitely, for a big part of the population to manage money, especially when you're younger, I think.
Right. That's true, of course.
Yeah.
When you're younger, you want to get everything. You want to have everything. You want to get the good things.
Yeah, you want to enjoy life. And I think we enjoy life by having the more money we have, the more we can spend towards enjoying life. But I don't know if that's technically true, but that's how I think a lot of people do see it.
And you see people like some celebrities making huge sums of money. And then next thing you hear, they're filing bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute.
How does that happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. How is that possible to some people?
It's the concept that, you know, the more you make, the more you spend on the more expensive things that you spend it on. So I think people just kind of lose track of, you know, keeping, you know, managing the money. Because you think for a while you can spend it. And for a while you can, but then there comes a time when the money is probably not coming in, you know, the same way it was coming in before, the same amount. And you
want to still keep the same lifestyle, the same spending.
Because you're used to it, and you can go back. Because it's easier to maybe become more posh, live a more lavish life, but it's harder to go back from that, go backwards. And I think that's what happens with a lot of celebrities, especially when it's new money. You start, you just don't know how to manage it. It's exciting.
I've seen also people winning lottery and making millions of dollars or whatever.
and then all of a sudden they don't have nothing.
Yes.
And they can't even explain what happened.
Yeah.
Is it about having an accountant, whether you have a lot of money or you don't? Let's say, forget the celebrities, about also regular people. Do you have to have an accountant to manage your money? Or is it just your personal discipline, you think?
I think it's definitely about being educated about how to manage your money.
Okay.
I think it's really hard to understand all the different ways to manage money because it's not a simple concept.
Okay.
There are a lot of... It's mostly education, I think. Yeah. I mean, definitely it's good to have an accountant if you don't know much about it. Mm. Like for me, I think I could use an accountant. But I think... a lot of people, like I have friends who are so well-read, who have such a great understanding about managing money and investing money and things. And I think if you are one of those people, then you're good. Okay. But if you're not, then maybe it is a good idea to actually have someone help you, even if it's not an accountant, but to get a friend who understands it.
Right.
It's a whole other world.
Thank you, Karina Chaudhary. Tonight, Let's Talk, we are discussing money management. And back to the studio. According to a financial expert, Dave Ramsey, he gives a little tips here and says that only buy what you need and not what you can afford. Also, he says, go old school and balance your checking account. Another tip he says, give yourself some fun money so that you stay on budget. Also, he says, use the envelope system. Do you know what that is or what he means?
No.
He says,
no.
Pull your money out of your bank account and then put it in envelopes. Okay? So he says, if it is not in your envelope, you can use it. You don't have it.
Okay.
And I see on the other way around, he's talking about like the African people we do.
Yeah.
We use cash. Basically, what he's talking about, just use cash. Once you have your cash, you use it. You don't have it. He also say, get on the same team with your spouse. The thing we know back in Africa, me and you, I mean, for most families, some husbands don't like so much to share the financial information with their wives.
Yeah, well, because...
They don't even know.
The reason.
Yeah.
We know the reason why. We know why.
So he says, you should change that, okay? He says, sitting down together... and going over the bills and budget changes things because you're doing it together. So.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I'm advocating for women now.
I know. Linda would love this.
That's fair.
I know. And another thing, my friend, you are getting married soon. And this is one of the things you're looking for when you go to get married. People ask other people. Some places, if you don't have a lot of money, it's even hard to get a wife. And you ask people for his money, everything.
It's true, my friend.
Tell me about that.
In this world, I think you can tell, you know, there are women that you cannot even get a date if you don't have money. And
I'm starting to get ideas.
You know, so it's a big topic.
Right.
I'm sure you have discussed about it or you are going to do it in the future. But, you know... And the truth is, I think I cannot date a woman who cannot provide anything, who cannot do anything. You get what I'm saying? Because I kind of like the fact that I kind of like this the lifestyle in which a man and a woman really come together and do things together and help each other.
But for me, I always say the willingness and ability to be able to have that innovative mind is very critical in a man.
Sure.
But, you know, you have to have that willingness. Sure. The guy doesn't have to necessarily have money as such, but if he has this mindset where he's willing to bring something to the table, then that makes a difference. So it depends on the person, how they grew up, what values they have or they hold, you know, because sometimes you have some men, unfortunately, who are not proud, and some men like spending on women. Some men are just parasites, sorry to say.
Really?
I'm telling you, we have so many of them.
Parasites, I like that. Okay.
So, That's a story for another day.
Okay, yeah, right. That's right. Right. Okay, very well said, Linda. Hold it right there. Let me ask my producer. He just joined here, our executive producer, Des McKinnon. You just came about to the studio. Welcome here, Des.
Thank you. Very interesting discussion.
Yes, very interesting. And I would like you to give us a few cents about this as well. Why we're talking about money management here, and we're trying to find out, I was just asking my panel here, is money everything in life?
Depend where you came from. Actually, yeah, money is one of the most important thing in life, but mm-hmm. it's not really, in my opinion, it is not really doing everything.
Yeah.
It's not the most important thing in life. The most important thing in life is love each other, respect each other, and the most important thing is being healthy, keep taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, I mean, because of money, there is a lot of problems, and money is involved.
Some people say more money, more problems. Was that Jay-Z who said that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you...
Biggie, right? Okay. Yeah,
definitely. And money is not that much important. As long as you are healthy and respect each other and you love yourself, that's the most important thing, my friend.
You're right. That's the most important thing, my friend. But this is the question.
What?
I was talking to Linda. Linda is a banker. She knows a lot about money. But she says...
Linda is about... Oh,
oh yeah, on the other line.
I don't give loans, so.
Oh.
I know, because everybody, when they hear I work in a bank.
Oh, Linda.
Can I come? You give me a loan. No, I don't give loans.
No. Linda, we're about to care about that. We're about to talk about that.
Linda, I'm so sorry. Money is one of the most important things. I didn't know you are working in the bank. Linda, I apologize. I mean, without money, I can't breathe. I can't do anything.
Just need some money here, Linda. So you find out that people are struggling, killing each other, doing everything just to have the money. But the other question is here, Des. People have all this money, but how do they manage? Can you manage this money? You see people getting all this money and the next day you win a lottery and then someone says it's bankrupt. What happened?
Some folks, they have monies and they don't know how to manage. And you can see this, a lot of even athletes and see that. And look, one of the good examples is, I mean, in boxing, and they make these millions and millions of dollars. And after a few years, that money has disappeared because they buy these luxury items.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls spend the money to the guys spend the girls and buying these expensive cars.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them even, I know, who bought last time, if I'm not mistaken, around 100 horses, something like that. And and so they don't know how to manage.
I know. I remember Mike Tyson bought a big cat that was a lion, I think, or a tiger.
He had a tiger.
And some, I mean, how many cars? I don't know. You can't even count. And after that, what?
Well, there is another non-colored person that I think very famously about what he did, the mismanagement of money, Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
Who's an actor?
Oh yes, Nicolas Cage, I was wondering what happened to Nicolas Cage.
He bought I think dinosaurs, born or something like that, to keep in his house.
You see dinosaurs.
What do you want to do with it?
I mean, dinosaurs. Here is just here in living in poor situation, and the guys go there and buying a dinosaur. Linda's a banker. How come you don't advise this kind of people, you know, how to spend
their
money?
I know, right? Linda, don't they get bankers and accountants to advise all this kind of money when they get all this money? I think they do, right?
I don't know. You know, you guys started making me imagine that I was a millionaire, and I started smiling.
No, you sound one of them, Linda. I can't tell from your voice, really. You sound one.
Exactly.
And I was thinking, okay, I think when you get to that level, knowing myself, you know, there's some, most of the times you'll find that, like, for instance, as an entrepreneur, you go through, you know, parts that are tough and difficult. So when you make that, by the time you reach maybe that level, I'm assuming, you'll probably want to pay yourself or kind of you want to reward yourself.
I see.
So for me, I can say if it's me or if I was in their shoes, I would have somebody to manage, to kind of help me manage my money at that level, because I don't think I can do it on my own if I reach that level. Because I'm sure I'll be buying all the stuff that I've needed, you know, during that time. So I think it's best when you reach that certain level, it's good to have someone who is guiding you in order to know how to, you know, manage your finances. Because
That's a very good thing you mentioned, because you know what? I remember, Des, I saw this Michael Jackson documentary when he was looking for money desperately, and nobody knew this. But when he got the contract with AIG for that, this is it, they pay in advance some of the money. They had no problem to pay in advance. Now, guess what? When he was paid, he went to Las Vegas. Remember the time he went shopping in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Closed almost the whole place, entire store, purchasing.
So.
And when he was paying, the credit card didn't go through. Was very upset.
Wow.
He had to call those insurance guys. He told his bodyguard was with him. Call them right now. Tell them they need to make this payment.
So that means he doesn't have any advisors or...
That's what Linda is talking about right now. When you reach that level, you want to have advisors with you at least.
Definitely.
I think because you're getting a lot of money, you need people to advise you. Because as Linda says, you will be purchasing everything that you miss, everything you like. You just want to take
it. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
They don't. I remember Shaquille O'Neal, it happens to him.
Mm.
When he gets signed, he said make him the money. And he was lucky, I heard. Mm-hmm. He went to bank, I think, to withdraw money or something like that. Mm. And the manager of the bank saw what he's doing. And he called him and he seated him down.
Mm.
And he said, in the way you're going, in the next 5 years, you're going to be bankrupt. You will not have anything. So he seated him down and advised him. Take him, help him to go back to school, study business, and he surrendered all his money to the bank management staff.
Nice.
And that's why Shaquille O'Neal, he have a line of restaurants.
Today.
He have so many things. Like even now, if he stopped doing anything till he died,
he's good.
He's good.
Smart move.
Smart move.
That's what you need to know with money.
Absolutely.
Because money is not something to play around with.
I know.
I have a question. Because you guys have made my mind start running now, talking about money. How can I get a man who has a lot of money?
Oh, you are talking one of them. He's a Sunday right here. He didn't tell you, but he's one of those guys.
Do you see my boss right behind you? Our director is right here. He's the one to see with a whole of money, right? Mr. Negusa Mengus is right here.
Actually, our division director, he just walked in and look,
he showed
his wallet. Very big fat wallet. I mean, you can tell that.
This topic is going to make me depressed at the end of this.
I'm telling you, Des, you thank you so much for mentioning that. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored money management. A big thank you so much that we had the pleasure of having the executive director himself in the studio, Des Watt McKinnon.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And of course, Nazir Ahmed. Thank you so much, Nazir, or AKA Nazirims.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My colleague, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you, Sandy.
And also, special thanks to you, the entrepreneur, the banker herself, Linda Stewart, AKA Linda Moto Moto.
Thank you. I'm sending
me an
invoice.
Okay. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC. For another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be time management. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Stay tuned for...